Welcome to the Heart of Herbs Herbal School podcast, where we explore the fascinating world of herbal medicine and natural healing. I'm your host, Demetria Clark, and I'm thrilled to be your guide on this journey of discovery. At Heart of Herbs Herbal School, we're passionate about empowering individuals to harness the power of plants for health and wellness. Through our podcast, we'll dive into topics ranging from herbal materia medicas, clinical herbalism, sharing insights, interviews, tips, and wisdom to inspire and educate our listeners.
Hello, my name is Demetria Clark, the director of Heart of Herbs Herbal School. You can find out more information at heartofherbs.com, heartofherbs.com. I'm also the director of a doula training and education organization called Birth Arts International. You can find out more about me by looking up my books on Amazon and other bookstores. Anyways, enough about that. Today I want to talk about two things that drive me absolutely bananas. And I don't think the people who do this understand that it's a banana thing to do. I just think it's something that we really should talk about and shed a little bit of light on. Because as our industry grows and it's being seen as a cash industry, I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar industry, herbalism, herbal products, herbal education, herbal consultations, herbal practices, herbal clinics, as this grows and becomes something that's more viable in the ways of business, we need to make sure that we talk about issues that we're not always shedding a light on. So today I'm going to talk about two of my biggest herbal pet peeves. So I'm going to be frank, I'm going to share examples, and I'm going to try to do my very best to do it in a way that isn't hurtful. And if you have found that you've done these things before, don't be unkind to yourself. We all get overexcited when we're first starting our herbal journey. And the reality is that sometimes we do silly things in our overexcitement. So if I say one of these pet peeves and it's you, don't take it personally. It wasn't meant to be that way. Okay, so my first pet peeve is one that I've had for probably almost 30 years now, and it's one that I try to talk about with my students and in workshops when I'm doing workshops. Often probably won't see me at a lot of herbal events. And this has nothing to do with my pet peeve. I just figured I would share with you. Students often ask me, like, why aren't you at this event or that event? I'm actually kind of a shy person. And so it can be hard for me to psych myself up to go to those kind of events. So I'm sure it's negatively impacted my career because people don't actually know me. People always be like, oh my gosh, you're so funny in real life, or you're so this in real life. But it takes me a while to warm up, and so a lot of people, my first impression is always a little standoffish. So I'm working on that, and one of the ways I'm working on that is through this podcast that I'm doing and talking about things that are really important to me in the herbal industry. So for my first pet peeve, it is when something becomes hot or something becomes a focus regionally, and you will find that herbal stands are just decimated and completely just ruined. I can think of many, many times where I have visited places where, so when I try to not wildcraft very often, because I try to grow as much as I use or get it from my land in a way that I can sustainably monitor everything. So I rarely do a lot of stuff going around. I used to do more just because I want to make my practice more sustainable. I know tons of herbalist wildcraft, and I don't, you know, hey, you do you. The problem is that I tell my students, and I'm sure lots of other teachers are like, don't take more than 10% of a stand. The problem with that is you take 10%, someone else takes 10%, someone else takes 10%, someone else takes 10%, someone else takes 10%, or 30%, or whatever it is that they're taking of these plants, and then it's gone, it's decimated. And in areas where there's lots of herbalists, like where I used to live in Vermont, there was a decent amount of herbalists or people who would go and harvest some of the more common herbs like St. John's wort and mullein and, you know, things like that, which is great. Like, I want people to be using herbal medicine. That's my whole thing in life, right? That's my whole goal here. The problem is that even when you have responsible people harvesting and taking herbs, there's at times people who are not responsible. So I really, really want to encourage people to think before they harvest plants in the wild, because they're a valuable part of the ecosystem. They're not there just for us. We're actually like the 50th thing that, you know, in the hierarchy of what that plant's doing, benefiting us, is probably 50 or 5 million down on the line, right? We're actually a detriment to those environments in a lot of ways. So just over harvesting and taking from the planet, from these plant stands, is really detrimental. And I know not everyone can grow. That's from a place of privilege to have land and be able to grow. For many years, we didn't have very large herbal gardens because we were living in Europe. So we had a garden that was off-site. We moved. We were renovating a house. I mean, like, we were just doing stuff that people do, right? And so it really became a conscious effort for me to, even on a small scale, grow as much as I could, or to purchase herbs from ethical growers, wildcrafters, you know, etc. Now, of course, I live in the South, and so, like, when you live in an area where there's high-value plants, there are poachers, there are people who will just come and decimate a stand because it is a significant potential source of income for them. So, as herbalists, we need to really think about how we're doing this and to educate everyone around us and to talk about how some of these plants are perishing from over-harvesting. We need to talk about ways we can sustainably increase their numbers, give back, and allow these stands to stay in place. So, I mean, if you go and look at a lot of states' extension services information for things like growing ginseng or golden seal in the wild, one of the things, I mean, you have to guard those with your, you know, fences or guns or guys on ATVs. I mean, like, this is like serious, and poaching is really serious with those kinds of things. And so that's really important, but that's not the focus of my pet peeve. I just wanted to maybe encourage people to learn a little bit more about that. But the pet peeve is, you know, I just remember, and I know you're going to think this is cheesy, but there was this really beautiful dam, Corps of Engineers dam in Vermont. Almost no traffic was there. Rolling hills, just like meadows, beautiful herbs, beautiful wilderness and bald eagles, the whole thing, right? Just amazing. And so I would take my kids out and we'd go hiking and I would occasionally harvest a few of things. Like if you need enough herb to make a tincture, fresh herb, right? Even if you're using a quart jar, you actually don't need that much herb. So you don't need to harvest like 30 plants. And a lot of people over harvest in overexcitement. So that's like part of the pet peeve. I just remember going one day and someone, I guess, wanted mullein flower, which was in bloom. And you could just tell they had used a machete and they had taken every plant down to the ground. So they were probably just pulling the whole stalks, right? Because it's easier than you can sit at home and you pull the flowers off. There was probably 80 plants that were just completely, stems just chop, boom, boom, boom. And it's something you'd have to do with like loppers or a machete, right? And I just remember looking at that because a small jar of, if you were making ear oil for your family, right? How much do you need? A little jam jar, right? You don't need a gallon jar unless, of course, you're selling it. And I just remember just being like, what the hell? Like, what is the point of this? Just to completely remove everything in this little hillside. And it wasn't like it was the county came in or the state came in and mowed. It wasn't anything like that. The grass was still waist high. And that sat with me for a long time. And then I ran into someone and I said, yeah, I mean, gosh, it looks like someone's been harvesting the mullein really intensely. And they said, yeah, I saw a few places too. And so it was just an overabundance, and then we eventually found out who had done it. And they just did it. They didn't use it to sell. They didn't make a lot of medicine with it. They weren't. It was just like they read something about harvesting it and getting it, and they just kind of went like over the top with it. And you'll see that with whatever the herb of the moment is, or it's sometimes it's a regional thing, right? Like different areas get into different things, or people are really into this, and then it just kind of flows across the country or whatever. But I just remember being like, we can do better than this. So I made sure I used that opportunity to like talk to my kids about it so they understood, like, hey, this is mom's work, but we don't need to, this isn't how we operate. This isn't okay. And I think that we need to remember that in our overexuberance, that it's okay to just take one or two of something. You don't need to take 1,000 of something. So just, be kind to the way that you harvest and the way that you bring herbs into your environment. Okay, so are you ready for my next pet peeve? My next pet peeve, and this is truly a pet peeve, is just like, look, almost everyone has a camera on their phone now, right? You have the ability to geolocate yourself somehow by dropping a pin or whatever your device has. There's apps for identifying plants. They're not perfect. There's field guides. There's resources online. There's resources at the library. I get a little like goofy when I am in a plant group on social media. And I do try to I never say anything. I'm usually pretty quiet on any social media group that I'm on, except for the ones with my students, because, I don't really feel like I need to. I'm there to learn too, and I want to expand my reach. And sometimes when, you own a school or something and you post something, people get mad because they assume they're like, you're advertising. And it's like, no, I just literally just sent you a link to something that has nothing to do to me, or posted a link that has nothing to do with me. So it can be weird sometimes. And so I'm trying to get over all this, people. Okay. So I'm not perfect. I have my own like fears about being online and all that kind of stuff. Even though our school is the oldest school online. We were one of the first schools online with herbs. I mean, we were started in the 90s. It doesn't mean I'm okay with like social media. Being online and being on social media are like two different things for me. But anyways, this pet peeve drives me just absolutely, I mean, I'm just like, what is the point of this? When someone will send pictures to a group and be like, hey, I harvest this garbage bag of herbs or this big bucket of herb. I don't know what it is. Can someone tell me if it's useful? And here's the thing. The reason why this drives me crazy is it feels incredibly wasteful. It feels like, well, it just feels wasteful. I'm like, what is the point of that? You could have, first of all, you can rarely tell what something is when it's just like a picture of a big bundle, right? Like if you just mound a bunch of herb on the counter and you take a picture of it, you know, there's lots of herbs that have similar leaf shapes, you know, peppermint, spearmint, lemon balm, all of these like can grow in the wild. So I guess what I'm saying is like, that's not the greatest way to identify, first of all. Second of all, why take enough to make like, you know, 5 gallons of something? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And so it drives me crazy because people are like, oh, I can't tell. Can you take a picture of just the stem and just the leaf? Like people are trying to be helpful. And I just want to be like, why did you take so much? Why did you go and harvest so much? You don't know what it is. It just feels really, really wasteful to me. And I've always been like that. So I'm a really practical person. I don't like waste. I try to use like everything as much as I can. Like I'm not trying to be like, if you don't do this, there's something wrong with you. But I'm just one of those people, like, I'm really practical. I try to make my own laundry detergent, try to hang my clothes out as much as I can instead of using the dryer. I try to do this. I try to do that. I try to grow my own, you know, like, not because, like, I think that makes me better than anyone else. I just like to know where things come from. I don't like waste. I like to try to, you know, fortify my own soil. Like to, you know, like I'm just like one of those kind of people. So when I see like just waste, like, you know, I would be, you know, this way about other things when people just, you know, just waste for waste's sake. And so I don't quite understand that. And so for me, that's a big pet peeve. Like I don't want, you know, people to feel like they can't harvest herbs or they shouldn't harvest herbs. I'm just saying, like, maybe we should tone it down a bit and not try to, like, harvest massive amounts of things that we don't even know what it is. So those are my pet peeves. And the reason why I came up with the pet peeve one is I noticed no one else had had an herbal pet peeve thing, or at least that I've seen. And, I think pet peeves can be ways that people can share about things that they want to change. And so for me, it's a mindset. Like I would really love the mindset around herbalism to change, and, or maybe not change, because there's nothing wrong with lots of the herbal world. That's not what I'm saying. Just maybe the way that we introduce people to herbalism or talk to them about how to harvest and become one with a plant and connect with a plant. Like maybe just being like, hey, let's only harvest one or two, being good examples to the people around us. So when someone's, because people see like people harvesting these huge amounts of plants, they don't know what it is, right? So they just think that's normal. And so maybe normalizing respect and less, you know, like you can get more abundance from less. People can answer your questions with less. Less is often more when it comes to herbalism and respecting the planet. And so that's why I decided to do this pet peeve thing, because those are two things that'll just make me go, you know, grumble, grumble, grumble. And so I thought, okay, well, this is kind of something that I'm sure we've all been guilty of, right? I'm sure we've all are either guilty of doing or guilty of having the pet peeve, or now that we're thinking about it, we're getting annoyed. And so, like, I just kind of wanted to, like, share my pet peeves. So anyways, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. And, you know, feel free to subscribe to the Heart of Herbs podcast. Check us out online if you want. We redid the website not too long ago, and I pulled all of the old blog articles down. And so now we're just putting in all new content, all new articles and resources, and that part of the website. So you can actually, you know, every week we're putting in up new content on the blog. So I think that's fun too. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Interested in enrolling or learning more about herbalism? Visit heartofherbs.com and enroll using coupon code PODCAST to save 20%.